That's interesting that we find both in Hasidish Svarim, I saw it in Kedushas Levi, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bar Ditchava has a whole section about Pirkei Avos, and then Rabbi Chaim Volozhin has a whole sefer that was written by one of his grandchildren. They wrote over the drushes that he said on Pirkei Avos called Ruach Chaim. They both give the same additional level of interpretation. In the Mishnah, I don't think they intend this to be Pshuto Shalom Mishnah. Moshe Kibbel Torah Mi Sinai. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu chosen to receive the Torah? Because he was like Har Sinai. That the Medrash says Har Sinai was chosen as opposed to many of the other mountains which are much taller, because Har Sinai was so humble. It was short and it was humble. So Moshe Rabbeinu was honored Mikol Adam. So the reason why he was so matzliach in learning is because of his humility. The one who has humility will be more matzliach in learning. The Gemara says in Erevin at the end of the first parak that one of the reasons why we paskan like the Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai, one reason is because they had the rabbim, acharam lahat. The other reason is b'nei she'an b'sanim, because they were more humble. Doesn't mean that the Beis Shammai were arrogant, but it means the Beis Hillel were more humble than the Beis Shammai. And when one is humble, he stands a better chance of being mechaven lamikdash shel Torah. Because if a person has arrogance, he's going to make up his mind what the din is. And even when you start to show him sources, he's going to always stick with his original idea. Because he's a genius and he came up, his muskal rishon was XYZ, he's not going to want to change his mind. So a person who's humble will be open to hearing what other people have to say, be open to other suggestions, so he stands a better chance of being b'chaven l'amita shalter. So this is how they interpret. The Mishnah Melech has a Jewish sefer that's called Parashas Drachim, and he has different drushes on different topics, different essays. So one of the essays is on humility. So he quotes this Medrash also, that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose Har Sinai? Because Har Sinai was more humble than the other mountains. We usually speak about orthodoxy believes in Torah Misinai. So you really have to define that. What do you mean with that expression, Torah Misinai? So what we usually mean by that is that the bris that was made at Har Sinai, that after, at the end of the Teichach in Parshas B'chukosai, it says, Ele Dibir Bris HaShakras HaShem Menesol B'Har Sinai. The Teichach was recited at Har Sinai. Then in Arvis Moyav, in Parshas Kisov, we have the second Teichach. So it says, Ele Dibir Bris HaShakras HaShem Menesol B'Arvis Moyav B'Var HaBris, in addition to the bris at Har Sinai. So we usually assume that Torah Misinai means that Maimon Har Sinai was the bris and the binding force for all of the mitzvahs. The reason why we're obligated today to observe the mitzvahs is because of the bris that was made at Har Sinai. So this is not really accurate, because Rashi writes in his commentary on Chumash at the beginning of Parashas Nitzavim, Lo itchem lo atchem anochi karisas habisa zesus shalo hazos ki yesa sheyeshtem po vesa sheyenene po imanu ayman ayam. This priest is not only binding on the people alive today, but this priest is binding, Rashi quotes the Loshon HaGemara, the Masech HaShavuos, and Doris HaBoim, and all the future generations. So that's us. We are the Doris HaBoim. So we are obligated, we are bound, we are mukhiv to observe the mitzvahs, not because of the Bris at Har Sinai. The Bris at Har Sinai was only made with the Yechidim, were present at that time. The Gemara says all the neshamas were there at Har Sinai, but you can't make a bris with neshamas, you have to make a bris with people. So the people, our generation, our neshamas were there at Har Sinai, but we weren't there. We weren't there. The Gemara says, Mantir Yirasel Panechim Leviltis Achato. The whole purpose of the Maimon Har Sinai was to impress upon Bnei Israel a high degree of Yerushamayim. So that was accomplished with the neshamas being there. But a bris, that a bris should be binding, a legally binding contract, that you have to be a person, not a neshama that's floating around without a goof. So the Gemara understands, that's why Rashi quotes on Parshas Kisov and Nitzavim, the Gemara understands that the first bris at Har Sinai was only binding on the people who were alive at that time. And the second bris, at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, Arvis Moyav, that was binding on all the Doros HaBoim. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo yitchem lo atcha nechi karis es habris azos, this all has us the second verse, ki yesa sheyeshna palas ha-sheymane palimane ha-men hayayim. The Doros HaBoim are obligated to observe the mitzvahs because of the second verse, because of the verse at Arvis Maya. So when we speak of Torah Misinai, it's not really true that the bris at Har Sinai, Maimon Har Sinai was machayvas the observed mitzvah. It's not really true. Machayv is really the bris at Arvis Moyos. So what do we mean when we believe in Torah Misina? So other people mean, when they use that expression, they mean the text of the Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai word for word and letter for letter. So that's true, the text of the Torah was dictated. However, the Chazon Ish points out in the Sefer on Orach Chaim, it's in the order of the Shulchan Aruch, so when you get to Shavuos, he has a whole essay about this, about the Seder and the Sinas HaTorah. So the Chazon Ish refers you to the sugya in the first parak in Chagigah, where the Chazon Ish interprets the Gemara is dealing with a problem, with an issue. The Chumash introduces the various dinim with three different types of introduction. Sometimes it says, "Adav Shalom Moshe b'Har Sinai Leima." This was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Sometimes it says, "Adav Moshe me'Oel Moed Leima." Oel Moed was in the 40 years of the Midbar, so this text of the mitzvah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu Oel Moed. And sometimes the Chumash introduces a din, a parsha Adav Shalom Moshe me'Arvis Moed Leima. Arvis Moed was the next Krisis Bris at the end of the 40 years. So the Gemara has a major machlokes hatanoim. How is one to understand this? You see from the Chumash that it's a composite of three different texts. Sometimes the text that was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, sometimes the text that was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu in Oel Moed, the 40 years in the Midbar, and sometimes the text was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu in Arvis Moed. So why do you need three different texts? That's what the Apikorsim say, that the Chumash is a composite of different texts. So they got it from the Chumash itself. Got it, that's what it says. Sometimes text A, sometimes text B, sometimes text C. So why were there different texts? So one Tana, not one Tana, half of the Tanaim are of the opinion that when the mitzvahs were given, the first Mahadura Rishayna, the first time around, Har Sinai, some of the mitzvahs are not given Bishlei Musam, they were given just a sketchy outline. And then in the course of the 40 years of traveling in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu got the Nevuah in Oel Moed to give a more complete version of the text of the mitzvah. So you have two texts. You have the text that was given to Har Sinai, which was skimpy and was missing a lot of details. The second text that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu during the 40 years in the Midbar, Oel Moed, that was a more full text. And sometimes the mitzvahs were given both times in an incomplete form. And the third time, and Arvis Maya, before Moshe Rabbeinu dies, that's the last chance that Rebbeinu Shlomo has. So he told them, he gave him all the details of the text. So that's the Gemara holds. Gemara quotes a lot of Tanaim hold like that. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rashi Achomish and Parshas Bahar quotes from the Tanaim, "My Nishmita Etzel Hasina Eloi Malach," that all of the mitzvahs, all Tariag mitzvahs given, every single mitzvah was given with all of its details at Har Sinai. So if everything was given at Har Sinai with all the details, so how come it was given again in a different text, a second time in Oel Moed, and then the third time is given yet in a different version in Arvis Moed? And our Chumash is a composite of the three different versions. Sometimes Adav Shalom Moshe Oel Moed, sometimes Har Sinai, and sometimes Me Arvis Moed. So we don't know, according to Rabbi Akiva, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a dictate a different version? If the whole Torah was given to the seven dictates, everything was given already at the very outset, so why do you need another text for that? So that's really a pella. But the pashtus is that when you speak about Torah Misinai, you neither mean that the binding force of the mitzvahs today is the bris at Har Sinai, because that's not correct. Rashi in Alat Torah and Parshas Nitzavim quotes the Gemara Shavuos, what's binding on the Doros HaBoim, that's us, we are the Doros HaBoim. What's binding on the Doros HaBoim was the bris at Arvis Moed, at the end of the 40 years, not the bris at Har Sinai. Nor when we speak about Torah Misina, nor do we mean that the whole text of the Chumash as we have it was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. That's not true. The Chumash is a composite, that's what it says in the Chumash. It's a composite of three different versions. Sometimes we're using the HaKadosh Baruch at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, told Moshe Rabbeinu to use sometimes the version A, sometimes version B, sometimes version C. Sometimes he introduces the din by saying Adav Shalom Moshe mehar Sinai lema, sometimes by Oel Moed lema, sometimes the Arvis Moed lema. So we don't understand that according to Rabbi Akiva, if everything was given the first time and the second time, why was there a need for a third giving of the Torah? Why was there a need for a second time? If all the dinim were given from A to Z, So why is it that there are two or three different versions? That's a pella. We don't know the answer to that. So what does it really mean, Torah Misina? If it doesn't mean that the text that we have is given in Hasina, it's not true. Part of the text was given in Hasina, the rest was given in Al-Mu'ed and Av-Smut. And it does mean that the binding force of the mitzvahs is the Bris and Hasina. So what does it mean, Mi-Hasina? So the Gemara says, we're supposed to learn Torah the same way that we had Kabbalah Satara and Hasina. That's what it means, Torah Misina. Just like in Hasina, the Torah was given be'em of be'ira be'resa suvizia trembling, zeya yud zayin yud ayin hey means perspiration, but zayin yud ayin means trembling, to shake, to be afraid. So just like the Torah was given be'em of be'ira be'resa suvizia, so too throughout all the future generations. But Rebbe teaches the Talmud, if a person is sitting on his own and learning, so then you don't have this din be'em of be'ira be'resa suvizia. But when a Rebbe is teaching, transmitting to the Talmud, so that you learn out from Har Sinai, that the Rebbe Shlomo is teaching the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, and then whenever this Mesiris HaTorah has to be B'Veim HaBir B'Reses HaVizyah. The Gemara learns that other din. Moshe Rabbeinu says in Chumash Dvarim, beginning of Chumash Dvarim, V'ei Limadati Eschem Chukim Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Malakoy. So the Gemara understands that to mean, I have taught you the Torah in the same way the Rebbe Shlomo taught me, Kasher Tzivani. Just like the Rebbe Shlomo taught it to me, he didn't charge any tuition, so too I'm teaching to you, and I'm not going to charge you any tuition. So the Gemara says that we believe in Torah Misinah in the sense we have to transmit the Torah the same way the Torah is transmitted to us at Har Sinai. It was given to us Bechinam and throughout all the future generations. We have to transmit it Bechinam as well. Then the Gemara says also, the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, Kis Ksavzas Kisisa Lachem. No, what does it say? Ksav Lachas Hadvarim Ha'ele, Ki Alpi Hadvarim Ha'ele Karati Yitcher Bris Ves Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu is told Ksav Lachas Hadvarim Ha'ele, Ele is a miut. I want you to write down Torah Shebichsav. Ki has different meanings. So here it seems that it has the meaning despite the fact. Ibn Ezra writes that every so often the word Ki means because, and key means despite the fact, opposite from because. So the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu is instructed he should write down Torah Shebichsav, despite the fact that the Ikar Kris is bris, but Bnei Yisrael is going to be made on the Torah Shebal Peh, ki al pi hadvarim ha'ele karati itche bris ves Yisrael. Ksav l'chaz hadvarim ha'ele is a reference to Torah Shebichsav. Al pi hadvarim ha'ele, al pi means that's a reference to Torah Shebal Peh, which is not written down. So that's what the pasuk tells us. Torah Shebichsav has to be transmitted mitoch haksav, the balkar has to lane, and Torah Shebalpeh has to be transmitted balpeh. The malamed and the yeshiva shall not teach for a text. We teach from a text of Gemara, we teach from a text of Mishnayis, or a text of a Tanakh, or a text of something. Come up in the later generation. Gemara in Tmura, in the second pair, quotes the pasuk Eslas Lashem, because they were afraid the whole Torah would be forgotten, so they said it's better that they should violate the din of Dvarim Shebalpeh, Atorah Shel Yam Biksav, so they're going to write it down. So that's the fact that we give a Shiur now mitoch haksav, that was introduced way later. That was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi edited the Mishnayos, but they were still being transmitted orally. They were not written down. In most history books, most Acharonim assume that the Mishnayos were not written till the days of Ravina Ravashi. And then the Gemara that was Mesudar, that was organized by Ravina Ravashi, the Gemara which is organized wasn't written down also till centuries later, deep into the days of the Gaonim. That's when they started writing down Gemaras. But in the days of the Gemara, Ravina Ravashi, they didn't write down the Maskana. They didn't have time to write down the Maskana. So this is what we learned when we speak about Torah Misinai. I mean, the Torah has to be transmitted the same way it was transmitted in Har Sinai. Torah Shebichsav is transmitted mitoch haksav. Torah Shebalpeh should be transmitted balpeh, should be bechinim, should be be'em abiro, b'reses uleziyah. The Torah tells us, that it was forbidden for anybody to climb up on Har Sinai. So we're used to talking about a Shor HaNiskal. There are two types. One is a Shor HaNiskal, Shor Sha'arvis HaAdam, and one is a Shor HaNiskal who was involved in Mishka Behema. So the Torah says you have to give skila to the behemah. Here there's another kind of a Shor HaNiskal, a Shor that walks up on Har Sinai. So the Gemara in the first parak of Sanhedrin raises a question, Shor Sinai Bikama, how much of a bezin would be necessary to judge a Shor She'ol al Har Sinai before Maimon Har Sinai? How much of a bezin do you need? By Shor HaNiskal, Shor Gesodam, Shor HaNiskal that was participating in Mishka Behema, so there the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin learns out from the Pasuk that Makish Misa Sashor the Misa Sabailim. Ma Misa Sabailim B'chav Gimel, Misa Sashor is also B'chav Gimel. Because the Pasuk writes it together. Sokol Sokol Sashor, how does it say? I forgot the Loshan Pasuk, it says that the Baal, the Baal, by Asher Amur, it says the Baal Asher is also Chai Misa. The Baal Asher is not Chai Misa, but it means to be Makish, Kamisa Abana, Kaf Misa Asher. Or Harakta Sa'isha Vesa Behema Taharogu. Behema that's involved in Mishka Behema, so the Behema gets the Misa, the death penalty, the same as the Isha would get it. Just like the Isha would need Chav Gimel, so the Behema also needs Chav Gimel. So the Gemara is asking, what's the din by Shor Sinai? Also needs Chav Gimel? And maybe it's enough with Gimel. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, yeah, there's a hekesh even by Shor Sinai, but it's also the Chav Gimel. The Rishonim ask over there, why did the Gemara clarify that what was the din? That was once in the history of the world. It's never going to come up again. Usually we would consider that Bitul Torah. It's only considered Talmud Torah. When you talk about a din, which is Noeg L'Doris, let's say we learn Kachem, we learn Taris, we don't observe it today. We don't have an opportunity to observe the Kakrovus or Karbanus, or we're all Tameim. We're all Tameim in a very big way. So we can't observe all the laws of Tumah V'Tarah. But still, when you learn the Dinim of Tumah V'Tarah, you're Mekayim Talmud Torah. But if you learn a Din that was only Haro Ashur, once in the history of the world, it's no longer relevant. That's Mamish Bitul Torah. So Tosis raises the issue on that Gemara, but on the Sufik, Shor Sinai V'Kama, Tosis asks the Kasha, Mai Da'ava Havi? It should be Bitul Torah. Why is the Gemara wasting their breath and wasting time to discuss it? So the Miri has a, that's good kasha. So the Miri has a famous comment on that Gemara. He thinks that this is a din l'doris, that Har Sinai had the status like the Beis Hamikdash, or to use the expression of the Ramban, when we were instructed in Parshas Truma Tetzava Vayakol Tikudi to build a Mishkan, so that means that we should preserve the status of Har Sinai. I said it that the Beis Hamikdash has, that Har Sinai had the din like a Beis Hamikdash, but it's really, in truth, it's a reverse. Beis Hamikdash is supposed to be a Hemshech of Marmon Har Sinai. So it has the same din. So the Meiri has this, the Gemara in Psochim says, has the same din, with respect to Shiluach Tamei Min HaMachna, just like a Tamei, there's not too much a Yotzal Migufo, there's not allowed to participate in Marmon Har Sinai, so too much a Yotzal Migufo is also in the Harabais. In the Azorah, all Tamei Marosa. And in Yerushalayim, only Mitzorah is also. But in the Harabayis, Tuma Yosel and the Gufa is also. The same as Maimon Har Sinai. So the Meiri has this fantastic Kiddush that just like at Har Sinai, there was a din, he thinks it's not a Harav Shor. That a behemah is not allowed to go there. If a behemah goes, you give it skila. So he thinks that it's a din l'doris. If a behemah wanders into the Beis HaMikdosh, not for the purpose of hakrovas hakrabonis, and the behemah touches the walls of the Beis HaMikdosh, like over here, if the behemah walks on Har Sinai, behemah mish lo yichya, so he thinks that it's a din l'doris, that you put the behemah to death, and that's the shayla Shor Sinai B'Kama. We have a Shor Sinai of his banazah also. We have a Beis HaMikdosh. The behemah walks into the Beis HaMikdosh when it doesn't belong there. So you give it the death penalty. It's a very big chiddush. The Pashta says nobody ever heard of such a thing. How can it be? It's a mechudish dik meiri. Rabbi Girelik, I remember, said over the name of Rav Elbala Soloveitchik that the Gemara Sofik Shor Sinai B'Kama was the following. when the Torah has a gzeres hakasav that ushar niskal shosh argas adam is chav gimel, then there's another pasuk rata seisha v'sabeima tarogu, that the behemoth that's involved in Mishka Behemoth is put to death the same as the person who was involved in Mishka Behemoth. So the Gemara Safik was, is that a local din? Bashar, Shor, Shaharga, Sa'odam, and Bashar who is Shor Shanirva? Or should I say it's a general universal din of Dina Nefasha Shal Shor? So the Mayan Afkamina, what about over here? Bashar Sinai? If it's all Dina Nefasha of Shor, so Shor Sinai is also like that. If it's a local din and Shor Shaharga, Sa'odam, and a local din of Shara Nirva, so you have no pasuk at all to say that it should apply to Shara Sina. So the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes the din, that you need Chav Gimel by Behema, so he writes, din in the fashe is always need Chav Gimel, echad din in the fashe shall Behema, echad din in the fashe shall Adam. So the Rambam writes it like that, like the Maskana, that the Gemara's Maskana was that it's one universal din, all din in the fashe of Behemas need Chav Gimel. It's not that the Gemara was being done, what's the din of Shara Sina? Shara Sina means, should I make a tzara shava between Shor Shahargas Adam and Shor Shara Nirva? That the tzara shava means it's one din, all din in the fashion of Shor Shor Nidchav Gimel? Or you say, no, that's a local Kemisa Abal, Kemisa Shor, and this is also a Hekish, and by Shor Sina you have no posse. So that's what the Briska Rav learned in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, din in the fashion is Nidchav Gimel, Echad din in the fashion of Shor Adam, Echad din in the fashion of Shor Shor. That was the Gemara's Maskana. That it is a din of din in the fashion of Shor Shor. Gemara has Masech Shabbos has a comment on the pasuk Va'isi Atzvu B'Sachti Sahar. The pasuk Pshat in the pasuk means that Bnei Yisrael stood at the foot of the mountain of B'Tachti Sahar. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Kaf Aleim Har Kigigis. The Rosh Hashanah picked up the Har Sinai on top of Bnei Yisrael, and he said, "In the Kabbalah Matemas HaTorah Mutav, if we'll accept the Torah, is fine. Im Lav." He's going to bury us alive, he's going to drop the Har Sinai, and we're all going to get crushed to death under the Har Sinai. So the Gemara has this additional level of interpretation in this phrase in the Pasuk, Vayisvatsvu, Besachti Sahar. They were standing on the Har Sinai. So it's interesting, the Avudram writes an interesting comment. I just celebrated my 50th wedding anniversary. So some people, I celebrate once a year, the wedding anniversary. Some people are so happily married, so they celebrate once a month every month. They got married on the 10th of the month. Every 10th of the month by them is a wedding anniversary. You don't have to wait till the end of a year. Year by year, you celebrate month by month. Some people are so happily married that I got married on a Tuesday night. Every Tuesday night, you're going to celebrate wedding anniversary, the weekly wedding anniversary. So that's what the Abu Dram writes, that Bnei Yisrael entered into an agreement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Har Sinai. And the Gemara says there's a machlokes hatanoim, when was Matan Torah? How many days after Pesach was Shavuos? Was it the 50th day after Pesach? Or was it the 51st day? So it's a machlokes, when was the Torah given? On Bob Sivan or on Zion Sivan? Machlokes hatanoim. But the Gemara says, they all agree, all the Tanaim agree, however, that the Torah was given on Shabbos. The only machlokes is whether Vav Sivan was on Shabbos or Hey Sivan was on Shabbos. The only great Torah was given on Shabbos. So that's what the Abu Dram has a fascinating comment. Abu Dram is a sefer who explains the Nusach HaTfilo, and he gives you the source and Tanakh for every phrase that appears in the Nusach HaTfilo. So he says that our observance of Shabbos every week is a celebration of a wedding anniversary. When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam joined with us at Har Sinai, this was like a chasana. And many midrashim write, many sfarim write that Kof Aleim Har Kigigis, he picked up the Har Sinai on top of us, it was like a chuppah. It was like a chuppah. Because the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael is considered the closest relationship one can possibly imagine. So that's a husband and a wife, is the closest you can get. The Gemara has a din, Ishta Kigufa, it's considered mamash like a baldover. After Nisuin, it's considered after Kiddushin. You don't say Ishta Kigufa, but after Nisuin, then you apply the principle of Ishta Kigufa. So we assume that the Har Sinai, Kof Aleim Har Kigigis, was like standing under the canopy, and that was the Chasana in Tanakh. It describes in Shir HaShirim and another Psukim the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ein Sof is usually described as one of marriage. Ve'rastachli, the other, Rastachli b'sedek ha'mishpat. Rastachli means erisin, erisin, kiddushin. So the pasuk has it like that. It's interesting, the Avodah Zarah writes a little differently. He writes that the three tefillahs that we recite on Shabbos have a different nusach. On Yontif, the nusach ha-tefillah is the same for Ma'ariv and for Shachris and for Mincha. Musaf is different, but for Ma'ariv, Shachris and Mincha, the nusach is always the same. Adab chatan kol ham haftas ha-titlan is yam chaga matzis hazeh. And then you say Yalav Yavu, then you say V'hasiyenu. Yontif is always the same. But on Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv is the same. But on Shabbos, the nusach is not the same. Friday night you say Atikidashta. Shabbos morning you say Yismach Moshe Matnas Chelkai. And to Mincha you say Atarecha V'shimcha Echad. So the Avodram has this fascinating comment that every Shabbos is our wedding anniversary, a happy wedding anniversary with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we should celebrate the Kabbalas al Torah every Shabbos because it's the wedding anniversary. So he points out that the Nusach HaTfilah corresponds to the three stages in the marriage. And finally, we say after Kiddusha, that's Kiddushin. Kiddushin is the Erisin. And then on Shabbos morning, we say Yismach Moshe, the Matnas Chelko, that's Maimon HaSinai. Maimon HaSinai, the Ribbono Shel Olam was kaf aleim har kegigas, he picked it up on top of our heads, and that was the chuppah, that was the nisuin. And our practice is that right after the nisuin, right after the chuppah, we go into the yichud room to satisfy the Rambam's opinion that nisuin requires yichud aroy lebiyah. So that's what the Avodram says, that's why you say to mincha ato echad, v'shimcha echad, that corresponds to the yichud. So it's really a question. Maimon HaSinai was the chuppah. Maimon HaSinai was the chuppah. That's how the Avodram is quoting. We say, Yismach Ate Kiddushta is the Kiddushin, Yismach Moshe is the Nisuin, because Yich Moshe Matan Schalka and Maimon HaSinai, because it was Kafaleim Harke Gigis, and that was the chuppah. And Ata Echad, Vishimcha Echad, is the Yichud that always normally follows after the Nisuin. Others have a different tradition based on other midrashim. That Rav Soloveitchik mentioned this midrash, that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the luchas, that was considered the kesef kiddushin. Until he came down with the luchas, there was no kesef kiddushin. And the luchas shniyos was different from the luchas rishonis. He said in the luchas rishonis, Moshe Rabbeinu was a shlech lohaylocha. And until he delivers the luchas to the Bnei Yisrael, the kedushin is not chal. So when Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the luchas, so he thought he was off the hook. So according, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said over a medrash. That by the luchas rishonis, Moshe Rabbeinu was a shliach lohaylochem. So when he smashed the luchas and he didn't deliver it to Bnei Yisrael, Rashi quotes this medrash on Chumash. He wanted to say Bnei Yisrael they shouldn't be guilty like an eshes ishes in so because he never delivered the kesef kiddushin. But by the luchas shniyas, the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want him to do that stunt again. So he said, this time I want you to serve as a shliach lekabolas hakiddushin. So even before you deliver it to Bnei Yisrael, when I'm giving you the luchas, it's already going to be chal the kiddushin. So we say the giving of the luchas, that was later. Maimon HaSinai was Haseres Adiris Balpeh, and then the luchas, Moshe Rabbeinu came down 40 days later with the luchas Rishonis, and he smashed them on Shavuos Betamuz, and then he had to go up for another 40 days and 40 nights to Dab, and then he came down with the luchas Shnias. Three times Moshe Rabbeinu went up to HaSinai. So the third time he came down on Yom Kippur with the luchas Shnias. So we say that the luchas were the kesef kiddushin. So where was the Nisuin? They're assuming not that the standing on the Har Sinai, the Tachtis Sahar, Kaf Aleim Hakigis, the Har was the Chuppah. No, the Kesef Kiddushim was the Lucha. So where was the Nisuin? So the Mishnah really says, V'yam Chasen Oso, V'yam Sim Chasliba, is Binyan Amishkan. Why is the Binyan Amishkan? How is that the Nisuin? So Mustafa, because Nisuin means Hachnasa Lushu Sabal. We discussed more than once that the difference between Eris and Nisun is Eris and the woman is an Eshes Ishlo, Bebeis Abal, and Nisun is the woman is Bebeis Abal. Beis Zilisht only applies after Nisun. So where do you have a Beis Hashem that Bnei Yisrael can enter into? So when the Mishkan was built, that's Beis Hashem. So when Bnei Yisrael walked into the Mishkan, that was the Achnasa L'Rishuso. Bnei Yisrael entered into Rishuso of the Rebbe Shalom, he entered into Beis Hashem. So that was the Nisun. So if you assume the Erisin was the Luchas, that was 40 days after, it was really 120 days after Ma'amin Hasina, that was the Erisin. And then the Nisun was Achnasa L'Rishuso, the Binyan HaMishkan, Bnei Yisrael entered into the Mishkan. That was Nachnos of Shusin. So what was Ma'amin HaSinai all about? You have to say Ma'amin HaSinai was the engagement party. That was only engagement. Not like the other Midrashim, that the Ma'amin HaSinai was the Chuppah. So the different versions, the different Midrashim, presented differently. That according to those Midrashim, the Ma'amin HaSinai was the engagement party. The Midrashim, the Psukim in Shir Hashirim and other places describe the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel as one of a husband and a wife in marriage. That's the closest relative you can get. And the Ma'amin HaSinai was considered like the Chuppah. So that's why we have many minhagim of the wedding are based on Ma'amin HaSinai. So this is Sefer Tashbetz, Tashbetz Kotten, the Talmud of the Maharam Ritmek. There's Chubas Tashbetz, that was centuries later. But the Tashbetz gives you the minhagim when you say Tachna, like along the lines of like the Maharil. So the Tashbetz writes all the minhagim of the Chasana, that you walk down the aisle with candles and you have noise, you have a noisy orchestra. So this represents the Kodos of Rokim. Just like at Hasina, there were Kodos of Rokim. So the doors at the wedding, you have to have Kodos of Rokim. And they learn out the other things from Ma'amin Hasina. That's why some have many have the practice that the Chosin says Dibrei Torah by the Chosin Stish, because at Hasina there was Dibrei Torah. So the Ma'amin Hasina was the dogma of how to have a chuppah. So the different midrash, whether you consider the Ma'amin Hasina as the chuppah, Ma'amin Hasina was only in the engagement party, and the Erisin was the Luchas, and the Nisuin was the Achnasa L'Shus of entering into the Mishkan in later generations. Towards the end of the parasha, the Torah has the din of Mizbach HaNechoshes. There was a Mizbach HaZohov, there was a Mizbech HaPnimi in the Heichal, and then there was a Mizbach HaNechoshes, that's a Mizbech HaChitzon outside. In the Azorin, there was a fundamental, there was quite a few differences between them. One fundamental difference was that in Mizbach HaDoma Ta'asali, there was Mechuber Ba'Doma. So the Mizbech HaChitzon, the Mizbach HaOyla, we call it, or the Mizbach HaNechoshes, that Mizbeach was Mechubah LeKarka, and it was Dina Kibinyan, had a Dina Binyan. But Shenikan, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that was a Kli, that was not Mechubah LeKarka. Mizbach HaZohav, that's the Mizbach HaKtores, was considered a Kli, that's not considered Mechubah LeKarka. One of the major differences is, when the Chumash gives you the measurements, it was so many amas tall, so many amas wide, so many amas, it was a square. The Mizbeach was a square. So, amabas chomish tvochim or amabas shisha tvochim? How many tvochim were there? So one time, Rabbeir says it depends if it's an amas shal binyan or an amas shal kli. So Rashi writes on that Mishnah that there's major difference, that the Mizbeach HaChitzon was dinik binyan, Mizbeach HaDoma, Memula Ba'Doma was Mechuba Ba'Doma, whereas the Mizbech HaPnimi was a Kli, it was not Bechuba LeKarka. There are quite a few differences between the two, because of the fact that one had the din of Binyan, one had the din of a Kli. But the Pasuk here that says Mizbech HaDoma, that's talking about the Mizbech HaChitzon, that had the din like a Kli, that was Mechuba LeKarka. Then you have a Pasuk, Mizbech HaDoma, Avon Tassali, Lasivna Esen Gozis, you're not permitted to cut the stone, ki charbecha hinavta aleha, latecha aleha. Only way to make the... The only way to make the Mizbeach HaChitzon was with avnei gozis. You're not allowed to cut it. You have to have gvil. So you look in the Rambam, the normal editions of the Rambam, and Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, when he talks about the Mizbeach, So there's a misprint in the Rambam. It says, "Ein barim hamizbech ela ba'avnei gozes." It's against the pasuk in Chumash. So Malamed Lahoyel points that out, that it's really a misprint in the Rambam. They probably have it corrected in all the Frankel editions, all the new editions. So Malamed Lahoyel says it should really say, "Ein barim hamizbech ela ba'avnei gvil," not "avnei gozes." Gvil and gozes. That's the beginning of Bava Basra. So gvil is the whole stone the way it is, and gozes means it's chiseled off. So you're not allowed to use chiseled off avonim. From the Mizbech, ki chabacha in after leho, but the chal aleho. Rashi, in his commentary at the beginning of Parashas Mishpatim, points out that there's a smichas ha-parshios here, that you speak about bati dinim in the beginning of Mishpatim, and the bezna ha-gadol has to be samach la Mizbech. What's the reason for that? So we mentioned the other day that the Ramban Al HaTorah writes, we want the psokim of the Bezna HaGadol binding on all the Klal Yisrael throughout all the future generations, not just the local Bezna. So we want them to be as close as possible to the Shechina, that they should have Hashuas HaShechina, that they shouldn't make a mistake. We assume every psokim, any Bezna, or any Talmud Chacham, any psok is binding, we are assuming that they didn't make a mistake. Our human beings are human, they can all make mistakes. So the answer is, we have a pasuk that we should assume that Sarah Hashem Lirev of Risa Lohodiyam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Haftoche, is going to reveal the secrets of the Torah to those who have Yira Shamayim. So we assume that the psak of a Chacham is binding, we assume it's correct. Why do we assume it's correct? Because the Baruch Hu promised us that he's going to give us the Ayat HaShemaya, that the Talmid HaChachamim shouldn't make a mistake. But the Bez Nagorov is even more important that they shouldn't make a mistake, because they're psokim are binding on everybody. So that's what Rashi explains. You have to have Sanhedrin, some of them is Be'ach, and the Ramban says in that way they will have a divine assistance that will be closer to the Shechina, a divine assistance not to make a mistake. It's interesting, the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that says that in the days of Yoshua Melech, they were going as the luchas in the basement in a special chamber in the basement of the Beis HaMikdash. So the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, the Mishnah in Yuma refers to it, the whole Bais Sheni period. Towards the end of the Bais Rishon, the whole Bais Sheni, the Aram of the Luchas were not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim at all. So when the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah on Yom Kippur, he's supposed to do Achaz L'mayla B'sheva L'matim, Chuvin Keneged Aram. There is no Aram. How does he do the Avodah? We say, Kitchel Osilavah, he does the Avodah, Mechuvin Keneged, that location where the Aram used to be. But there was, they put the Aram in the basement. So why did they put it in the basement at the end of the Bais Rishon? So the pasuk gives a reason, but it's very unclear. People usually say, but it doesn't say that in the pasuk, people usually say he was afraid that the enemy would come and conquer the Beis HaMikdash and take the urn and defile it. That's not what it says in the pasuk. So the pasuk says something that's very obscure. So then it's in his commentary, Nitziv wrote a commentary on the Shiltas, and he wrote a Hakdoma to his commentary on the Shiltas called Kidmas HaEmek, which is basically Hakdamatol of Torah Shebal Peh, like the Prima Godim wrote at Psicha Kalelus on Arachayim, which is really Hakdamatol of Torah Shebal Peh. So that's the Kid Masa'emik, the Hakdamah of the Nitziv. So he suggests there, he interprets the Pshat and the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, what motivated the Chachamim in the days of Yoshio to be going as the Orem with the Luchas. So he says because they were going to go into Golos in another couple of years. And Baruch Shalom wanted Bnei Yisrael to prepare for the Golus. We're not going to have the Bezna Golus Samach L'Sanhedrin. We're not going to have the Bezna Golus Samach L'Mizbeach and be able to have such a divine assistance that it's going to be, the Shechin is going to help them, that they shouldn't make a mistake. So they, the Dafke were instructed to take the Orem and put it in the basement, so the Rabbanim and the Bezna Golus have to work harder. They won't be able just to have this divine assistance of the Ayat of Shemaya and Shayt. I mean, on Shemayim, they'll see that they help them and they'll give up Psa. So they wanted that they should work hard. So if you take away the arm with the Lucha, so the Bez Nagadol is no longer so close to the Shechina, so they're going to have to work harder to give out a Psa. So that's how we're training for the future, the years in the future, where they're not going to be anywhere near the Beis, where they're not going to have a Beis HaMikdash. So the reason why they took out the Orem with the Luchas was in order to the Bez Nagadol should have to work with Pilpula Shalter, with the Midrash Shalter and the Dreshes them. It won't just come so easily to them. It won't just fly into their heads in such an easy fashion. Again, I apologize I wasn't able to prepare a Shir on Kiddushin. We spoke the other day about a little bit about the Aseres HaDibros, so I spoke today about some more in the Sedra. Okay, I plan to come back to New York on Sunday morning. I don't know if I'll be able to give a Shira Kedushin on Sunday. I may be too exhausted yet. Can't hear anything. How come there's no talking here? I can't hear anybody talking. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Okay,
Chassi Shir. Okay, I'm just going to turn off the...